Hey, I'm just out flying the kite, taking a wee break and enjoying the kite. You can feel the tug as it catches the wind. You know, Sid Murray was a famous evangelist. He was an Elam pastor from Belfast. He had a wonderful conversion experience and went throughout the length and breadth of Ulster giving his testimony along with his wife Lily. In fact, they had a little book out at a time called Out of the Devil's Pawn Shop. And Sid Murray, one time as he was preaching, I remember listening to him, and he's giving an illustration about the Christian, the child of God, and their longing for heaven, and their longing for home, and their anticipation of that day whenever Jesus Christ, the Son of God, will come back again. The Bible speaks about the relationship that the child of God has with the Christian. It says, "Whom having not seen, ye love." The child of God, of course, has never seen the Lord Jesus Christ with their naked eye, but with the eye of faith. And the child of God can testify that we love him because he first loved us. And Sid Murray told a lovely story about a little blind Scottish boy. His name was Evan. And Evan used to go along to Sunday school week after week. And then one day it came along, it was the Sunday school excursion. And all of the children were taken off that day to the seaside. And some of the boys and girls were given kites, and they went down to the seaside, and they were standing there in the shore flying their kites. And little Evan was so excited. Although he was blind, he couldn't see the blue skies. He couldn't see the beautiful colours of his kite. But as he held the string, he was full of excitement and was so glad and so happy to be flying his kite. And the minister of the church came along and was speaking to all of the children about the kite. And he came to Evan and says, "Evan, you're so excited. You're just loving flying that kite." But he says, "Evan, why are you so excited? You can't even see the kite." And Evan just smiled and says, "No, I can't see it. But," he says, "I can feel the tug. I can feel the tug." And that preacher began to use that as an illustration. We can't see our God. We can't see heaven. We can't see home. But there's a tug within our hearts. There's a longing within our hearts for heaven and for home. And I'm sure today that if you're a Christian, there's a tugging in your heart. There's a longing for heaven and there's a longing for home. And you know, as long as we live our lives in this earth, as we read the scriptures, as we consider the signs of the times, the spirit of the age, the fulfillment of prophecy, now there's a tug in the heart of the child of God. I cannot see my Saviour. I cannot see heaven with the naked eye, but I can tell you today there's a longing in this heart of mine. My, there's a tug in the heart for heaven and for home. The witness of the Spirit within. Just like the kite in the end of this string, you can feel the tug. And so it is in the heart of the Christian. There's a tug, there's a longing for heaven, and there's a longing for home. Friends, it'll not be long until Jesus Christ comes back again and we see him face to face. I trust today that you're excited about that day, that you're ready. And may God bless you as we consider this great truth that the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. God bless you, and take one last look at this kite. It's up a brave height, and God bless you. See you next time. Thank you. Bye-bye.